I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan in the studio as always, and great to be back with you, Dirtbag Baseball Nation. It's always a fun time, always a blast here every week, getting to share our thoughts and opinions with you. So thanks for being a part of it. And this week, hey, we're not going to fool around. We're going to continue getting after it. We got Kershaw breaking the all-time Dodgers record. We got the Yankees reeling off 10. Arenado, Ramirez, players of the month in their respective leagues, you know. And then second segment, we're going to get talking a little bit about, you know, what is MLB management gotten a pickle a little bit, and looks like a bit of a dead ball season going on here and that. So we're going to talk about that and just some of the things that they've got to navigate over the next few years, from our opinion anyways. And then, of course, we'll wrap things up with the curtain call questions that you send in to us every week. We got a bunch of good ones again this week, so can't thank you enough for sending those in to us. So appreciate it greatly, really do. So, but before we do, as always, we definitely want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, our great teams over at Team Avenue Baseball. That's teamavenuebaseball.com and Your Credit Pulse. YourCreditPulse.com. Thanks to both of those for being a big part of Dirtbag Baseball Talk and Dirtbag Baseball Nation as a whole. So we greatly appreciate the time. And if you haven't checked them out, or you're new to us and just hearing about it now, definitely get over to them and look at it. Team Avenue Baseball doing some great things regionally, locally, statewide, but also some special and truly unique excursions that they take. So That's baseball cruises. You definitely want to check them out. And Your Credit Pulse, hey, you know what? If you're a family going through the college recruiting process, maybe looking for a few dollars that you need to help out, they're professionals at it, and that's what they do. So you want to check them out on that end as well. And then this week, Nolan and I are happy to announce that we're going to be on our YouTube channel, which is also Dirtbag Baseball Talk. You can go there and subscribe. And this week we've got on the guys from Pete O'Brien from Mine Baseball, Mine Baseball Bats. And next week we got Lance on doing a follow-up segment. So that'll be on Friday. And so, hey, we're going to be right back here before right after the break. And when we do, hey, you know what? We're going to get talking with getting right after it. Nolan's going to jump into it with some highlights, and we'll go from there. So settle in, get that favorite drink as you always do, that sandwich, however you and wherever you like to listen to us. And we'll be right back here in a few seconds after the break.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works, even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care tip of the day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back to Dirtbag Baseball Talk, everybody. And hey, as I said before the break, we got a lot of things to talk about, so I'm not going to fool around with it, Nolan. Hey, let's get after it, brother. Let's get after it.
So we'll start out with the players of the month. We got Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians and Nolan Arenado of the St. Louis Cardinals. Jose Ramirez batted .342, 7 home runs, league-leading 28 RBIs. That's actually insane to think about in a month. And a 11-13 OPS. Nolan Arenado hit .375 on the month, 5 home runs, 17 runs batted in, and an 11-25 OPS, and once again playing stellar defense for the Cardinals at third. Then we got pitchers of the month. We got Logan Gilbert of the Seattle Mariners and Pablo Lopez of the Miami Marlins. So Logan Gilbert had a 3-0 record with a .4 ERA and 22 strikeouts and 4 starts. Pablo Lopez, 3-0 record, even lower ERA with a .39 ERA and 23 strikeouts and 23 and a third innings. And he was going up against some legitimate teams. I know he shut down the Cardinals. He pitched very well in a few games. And, like, he's looking legit. I mean, we talked about it at the start of the year where we said the Miami Marlins, they're a team to watch because of their rotation. He's definitely one of the boys that's leading the charge down there in Miami. We got rookies of the month in Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians, who started out his career with 116 straight non-miss swings, which is insanity in today's day and age. And then you got Saya Suzuki of the Chicago Cubs winning NL Rookie of the Month. So Kwan also hit .340 with a .439 on base, a .472 slugging, 18 hits, 9 walks, 25 total bases. Didn't really hit for much power, but I mean, that 116 straight non-swings or non-miss swings is still insanity to think about. And then Suzuki, I mean, he came in a lot of expectations. He was highly touted over in the Japanese league there. He hit .278, .398 on base, and a .528 slugging, 4 home runs, 6 doubles, 14 walks, 15 RBIs in 22 games. Also stole a couple of bases. Then we got relief pitchers of the month in Jordan Romano of the Toronto Blue Jays and Josh Hader of the Milwaukee Brewers. Jordan Romano went 10 for 11 for save opportunities, posted a 1.59 ERA. I mean, he was a guy last year that really burst onto the scene with the Jays, saved 34 or 35 games from May 2021. And, I mean, he's a guy that's that surprised a lot of fans, I think. Josh Hader, obviously, he's a guy that doesn't surprise anybody being NL Relief Pitcher of the Month.
No, definitely. Definitely. I mean, those are huge numbers. When you sit there and break down what we're going to be talking about in the second segment of all the 100 averages that we're seeing across the league, hey, hats off to those guys. Coming out, being prepared in the short spring training on the hitter side of things, hey, that's a great showing. No question about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking about it. Like the real insane thing for me to think about, this is a low light. Arizona Diamondbacks, after the first month, hitting a .185 as a team. Cincinnati Reds hitting .201. Oakland Athletics hitting .206 collectively.
Well, like, absolutely, and that's why we'll get into talking about that, right? Because I think we need to. We got to try to analyze it and break it down a bit and go from there, because it's just not making sense. But I know you got some other highlights or whatever in that everybody wants to hear about. So, yeah, carry on.
So we got a funny moment that happened with the San Diego Padres. This one, I loved it. Yu Darvish, he's walking out of the bullpen. The rest of the pitching staff there, they're following behind him, like directly behind him, mimicking exactly his movements and everything like that coming out of the pen. So when he went to touch his hat, all the rest of the guys, they touched their hat. He'd turn his head. All the rest of the guys would turn their head. And it was just hilarious. They did it all the way until they got to the infield and then let the bullpen catcher and bullpen coach and pitching coach all walk past them. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's great to see those moments. There's no question, man. We need more of them, and we got to. It's all part of it, right? That's what these guys bring. Show them off.
Then we got a truly surprising move to me. The Mets DFA'd Robinson Cano with about $40 million left on his contract.
Yeah, when you're a multi-billionaire, I guess it's easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, looking back on that trade, though, Edwin Diaz, I mean, he's been as good as advertised. But you're giving up Jared Kelenic for Diaz and Cano, and, I mean, you get literally zero production out of Robinson Cano over the past couple of years. Like, that's a tough, I mean, like you said, it's a billionaire owner, and they invented the Steve Cohen tax rule because he wasn't afraid to go over $285 million or $290 million, whatever his final number ended up being for this year.
And he's trying to still establish that culture, right? And he's moving in the right direction, so you got to make those moves. He's not happy about making that move. I don't care who you are, you're not happy about making that move, but if you want to be the big team in New York, you got to do stuff like that. So good for them. They pulled the trigger. We'll see if anybody picks them up or not.
Speaking of the big team in New York, Yankees, 10 in a row, looking red hot right now.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? They're across the board. They're great pitching. Severino's coming back and settling in real nice after a few years off. Cole hasn't hit a stride yet, but it's going to come. That's not a problem. And they're getting hitting as well.
Anthony Rizzo right now.
They're getting help. Yeah, they're getting help.
Oh, yeah.
Their guys are on the field, right? Giving themselves a chance.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Rizzo right now, he's looking like a great re-sign on them, especially considering they were in on Freddie Freeman for as long as they were. You re-sign Anthony Rizzo for pennies on the dollar, and he's leading the AL for home runs with 9 this year. Yeah, it's a good-looking team.
That blew me away all offseason that they didn't sign him or whatever. Somebody didn't sign him. Like, the guy plays. The guy's a baller, man. He's a dirtbag. That's it. So it's great to see him doing what he's doing. He's got a little bit of a chip, and hey, I'll show you what I'm capable of doing. So good for him. And good for the Yankees, man. Good for them. I love it.
Jumping over to the other coast, we got the best left-handed pitcher of my generation, Clayton Kershaw, setting the all-time franchise record for strikeouts with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Guy's had a hell of a career. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, guaranteed first ballot. I really hope he gets 100%. I don't think he's going to get 100% of the votes just because of his injury history, but there's been no better left-handed pitcher for the past 15 years in baseball than Clayton Kershaw.
Definitely. I mean, he's a sub-3 right now. He's sitting at a 2.73, I think it is, ERA right now, striking out. My God, hats off to him, because Exactly right. I'm one of the harshest critics on him or whatever, and that with the last few years and the injuries and stuff like that. I hope he can carry on. I hope Davey runs it right with him, Roberts, and keeps him healthy. And I'm sure they've talked about it a lot or whatever and that, and they're in a good place. He knows himself now. And again, another guy with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, it looks like. Or he's the other way, and he's just literally having fun. Just going out and doing what he does best and dominating. It's great to see it. And hats off to him. I mean, that's a long, well, you know the tradition of the Dodgers. That's a great record to have. He takes over Don Sutton. He's 34, 35. Geez, you know what? Turn back the clock one time. And, of course, he's competing against Walker Buehler, the teammate right now, another sub-3. Those two look, wow, talk about a 1-2 punch. They were your... what, Corbin Burns and Woodruff, which just aren't there. Burns is looking good there this year or whatever and that, but Kershaw and Buehler, man, what a 1-2 punch. Great to see that happening.
And then last highlight I just want to talk about, New York Mets. 5 pitchers combining to no-hit the Philadelphia Phillies. So we got Tyler McGill started the game, followed by Drew Smith, Joely Rodriguez, Seth Lugo, and Edwin Diaz comes in to shut the door down in the ninth inning there. I mean, struck out the side. First no-hitter since, obviously, Johan Santana's controversial no-hitter. I'm saying controversial because it was against the Cardinals, and that was before replay was a thing, even though Carlos Beltran hit a clear, fair ball down the line. So, I mean, I'm calling it the first legitimate no-hitter in Mets history. But either way, yeah.
Big time, and a bunch of no names or quiet names doing the job. So great, it wasn't Big Max yet, and hey, fantastic. We'll see a few more of them, I think, this year. So, like I said at the top of the show, Dirtbags, we'll be back after the break, and we'll be talking about our opinions on what MLB's doing with the ball this year, and some of the things that they got to do moving forward, it looks like, as well. So, hey, take a break. We'll be right back here in a second.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the break, we were talking about it. Knowing my opinion right now with MLB and trying to navigate a bunch of situations that they always have to go through. But for one, obviously standing out to us right now, they've gone from a live ball the last few several years or whatever, and that, and home runs galore all over the map, to what appears to be back to a dead ball. And, you know, that's one thing we're going to talk about, you know, what the plan looks like moving forward as far as the shift going, eliminating it, who knows what's going to happen. And then actually analytics overall, we're going to share some opinions and thoughts on that as well. Whether you like it or not, at the end of the day, it's just stuff that we like to talk about, and we're going to go with it. So, you know, let's start off, Nolan. Like obviously we're looking right now at, you know, a situation where that ball's just not jumping. I mean, yeah, they're getting runs. There's lots of runs going on, but it's still May. It's still early or whatever. And that pitchers are obviously dominating because, my God, look at the lineups, for God's sakes. You know, you were surprised when you saw a guy hitting 100. It was only a matter of time before he was released. And now you go up and down lineups, and you got four or five hitters in the lineup hitting in the 100s. That's not even baseball to me.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. Like, I mean, I get it. It's April. There's cold weather that can be in effect for northern teams, but like you said, yeah, it's across all baseball. And like, I'm looking at these teams with the lowest averages in baseball, like Cincinnati, yeah, that's kind of cold. Detroit, kind of cold. Oakland's not cold. Arizona's not cold. And those two teams are two out of the three bottom teams for averages. And yeah, you'd like, I mean, there's what, I think 20 teams that are hitting sub 240 right now. And it's like how the heck does MLB think that this is a good idea right now? Especially since they know that they're losing fans. I mean, case in point, the Oakland Athletics this past week, they had 2,400 fans show up to their Monday night game against Tampa Bay Rays. Like, yeah, you're trying to get fans into all these stadiums, trying to get as much money as possible, get as many sponsors as possible. All the other sports, they've gone completely offensive. Like football, I mean, there are some egregious defensive calls that get made. Basketball, you look at a guy funny, all of a sudden they're calling it a foul. Hockey, like same thing. Hockey, I mean, obviously it's a bit different of a sport, but there's no real checking or anything like that in hockey anymore. It's pretty much just let the offensive skill players skate around as much as possible and put up 100-plus points in a season. But baseball, it's gone the exact opposite direction on what they wanted it to do. Where the past few years, yeah, there's been offense. And, I mean, we get it. They switched the balls out halfway, they got rid of the spider tech and everything like that last year, or whatever the heck the grip was called, in order for pitchers to stop cheating, per se. So then that way their spin rates actually went back to normal. But all of a sudden this year, yeah, like you said, I mean, there's almost every pitcher, it seems like, should be sub 4 ERA. Because no one can hit. Like, everybody's gone park. With that uppercut swing, try and drive the ball out of the park, and pitchers are just throwing high fastballs right by guys. And it's like, what the heck?
Well, that's it, right? They've got themselves in a bind because the last decade or longer, everybody's been working on launch angle, right? And I'll use Jeff McNeil as an example. I heard him talking the other night or whatever and that, or the broadcaster during the game. And he said to them right in spring training this year or whatever, and that he said, I barreled a ball that I know in the past right off my bat. I was like, that's 10 rows deep. That's gone. and it was caught in the outfield. And he said, I knew right then that the ball was changed and I had to change the way I swung. So he's gone back to basically 2019. Hitting singles. Yeah, he's in that 350 range right now. Zero home runs. Right there. So he knew it. So, I mean, hats off to him for making that immediate adjustment. But you go in Perez, maybe even a Whit Merrifield down there in Kansas City right now. And they're swinging and missing. They're, what, a buck 51 and a buck 71, I think their averages are. And unless they make those changes, they're in big trouble. And I think you're just seeing it, right? So it's, I don't know how you even make that adjustment. It's not as simple as, hey, you guys are professional hitters. No, they've been working on something for a decade now or longer, and now they have to make that type of adjustment? Wow. I'll tell you what. And again, it's not an easy thing by MLB to have to do that, because sometimes you got the pitchers are happy, sometimes the hitters are happy. I don't even know what they do. I really don't on that one. But, man, it is, it's such a drastic swing for me one way or the other. And at the end of the day, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we want to go to the park and we want to see the long ball. We want to see a combination of the long ball and great pitching, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm still in favor of them bringing back the juice balls that they had a couple of years ago. I know Justin Verlander's not a fan of it because he spoke about it a couple of years ago pretty emphatically, saying that, okay, what the heck is this? Like, I'm pitching, guys are almost using aluminum bat swings type of deal where they're getting it off the end of the bat and the ball is all of a sudden carrying 400 feet straightaway center. But it's like you guys as MLB owners and managers and stuff like that, like whoever made the decision to all of a sudden bring back the dead ball era, like it was 1907 or something like that, whenever the dead ball era was, like it's not productive for fans trying to get back into a sport that you guys just had an unnecessary postponement in the lockout where it took 100 days for you guys just to get to the table, basically, and actually come together and agree to something a month later than it should have been at the very latest. Like, this should have been stuff that was hammered out a long time ago. Now, all of a sudden, yeah, you get this where there's no offense being produced in baseball. It's like, how can I justify spending 3.5 hours of my night trying to watch these games when I know it's going to be a 1-0, 2-0 game? And I've heard a lot of people say that, and I'm like, unless you're truly a fan of baseball, it is tough for you to sit down and watch these games being played because there is no offense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a juggernaut, man, that they got to get figured out somehow. And so I guess everybody's got to get to the table and figure out, hey, what kind of ball do we need that leverages both pitchers and hitters? It's as simple as that, right? Because that leads into the next part of it. They've been talking about, do we eliminate the shift over the last couple of years, right? They've been talking about it. Well, I'm telling you what, like the way it looks right now, they don't have a choice. They got to eliminate the shift because, like we said, with half of lineups hitting in the 100s, something's got to give. Something's got to break.
And I genuinely don't even know if getting rid of the shift is going to help out because there's so many guys swinging and missing right now. Like, strikeouts are still way up. And I get it. Obviously, eliminating the shift is going to help it out a bit. Guys are going to have those infield hits a lot more often. Those dead pull hitters, all of a sudden, yeah, that pitch, they can maybe drive it up the middle. I don't know exactly how they're going to figure out what the shift rules are. Like, I'm still going to guess that a shortstop or a second baseman can play directly behind second base, kind of based on the way that they've made it sound. Every infielder has to be on the dirt. So I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of stipulations that smart managers will figure out how to, like, bend the rules a little bit on it. But at the end of the day, yeah, I still think it comes down to the strikeouts. Like, these guys are still striking out 100-plus times. I mean, there's guys that are easily going to break 200 strikeouts again this year, and that's just a travesty all on its own.
Yeah, without question, right? It's again, another tough thing to navigate. But that's the reality of it. So if they don't get that ball figured out, I mean, and maybe we're way off. Who knows? who knows, Nolan? Maybe we're right off our rockers. I don't know. But from the little bit that I've seen or whatever so far this year, it's a change has to happen somewhere, some way, somehow. And you know, and it even got me to thinking about analytics overall in the ongoing, right? It's we're seeing iPads in the dugouts now. Guys sit down, they look at the picture between at-bats, and yeah, they got some rules on it and stuff like that. But again, you know, maybe it's something that they got to get rid of that moving forward or whatever. And that you can use it off the field, you can use it. And I get it. You know what? There's going to be cheating still going on or whatever. And that, well, if there is, ramp up the repercussions. If you get caught cheating on these rules or whatever, and that, you're gone for a year or something that's significant. And like we said, maybe draft pick fines, who knows what. But like we said, right, there's so many analytics out there that are available that to me, it's skewing the outcome or the overall. Yes, it's developing the game, but it's also, well, like we said, the end of the day, 100 batting averages across the board. Those guys have analytics. What's wrong? What's going wrong here? I don't know. What do you got? What are your thoughts?
There's no way that a guy hitting 200 should be batting leadoff. Like, that's just not a thing that should ever happen. And yet in today's society, that's what's happening more and more often. Like, I'm looking down in Atlanta, for example. Ozzie Albies is hitting 211. Like, I get it. He's got 6 home runs. He's your prototypical leadoff hitter. But he's hitting 211. Like 211 10 years ago, 5 years ago, like you said, I mean, that's out of baseball. Or you're batting in the 8-9 hole if you're an excellent defender. So, what? I don't really know what to say besides, yeah, I think they need to liven up the balls again. Make it fun for everyone. Bring back the home runs.
Yeah, something's got to give. And again, maybe we're being overcritical. Who knows? Send in your thoughts and opinions, dirtbags, and we'd love to read them and evaluate what you're thinking from your end of the or your side and your perspective, because that's what it's all about. So you can send those in to Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll make sure that we read them and review them and probably even talk about them on a future episode or in the curtain call questions. So right after the break, you know what? We'll be back with the curtain call questions that you've sent in to us. And again, another great lineup of them, from MLB questions to our own personal development and training questions. So have that break and we'll be right back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back, everybody. And as always, it's time for the curtain call questions. And thanks for sending them in, as always. Fantastic again this week. Love them. Love reading them. Love evaluating them. And appreciate talking with you and all the personal ones that we go through as well. It's always awesome. So, again, you can always send those to us at kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. So, here we go, Nolan. Here's some good ones for you. Fair or not, what do you think about the Trevor Bauer suspension?
This is a tough one because legally he wasn't convicted, meaning basically everything was above board, but there wasn't enough to persecute him type of deal. So I don't really know how to feel about it. I mean, 2-year suspension for it, that seems a bit much considering, like I said, he wasn't legally persecuted. I get it though, from the MLB standpoint, they have to take a stand. I'm trying to think just comparatively to prior incidences that have happened in the past, and those guys have basically gotten between 40 and 80 games for domestic abuse. Obviously, they're trying to stop players from ever doing that, and I mean, it's a tough one. I think 2 years is a little bit much. It's a great way for the Los Angeles Dodgers to get out of paying him $80 million or $70 million, I guess, for the next 2 years. Yeah, it's one of those things where the Dodgers, they're just obviously going to let the whole situation play out the way that MLB is going to let it play out. And I mean, obviously it's a tough piece to lose in the Dodgers rotation. Same time, he did a terrible thing. So I get it. MLB went very hard at one of their star players. I mean, Trevor Bauer, he's been very outspoken, so maybe that's why they went a little bit harder with him than other guys. But hell, it's the same as Alex Rodriguez once upon a time. They set the precedent. They went all in. They're like, hey, listen, we're going to try and eliminate this, and this is what's going to happen from now on.
Well, that's right. Hey, no professional sport right now in the climate that we're in wants a situation like that, right? So I think on the surface, it's just a no-brainer. We just can't even take that chance for them. So, you know, but again, time will tell. We'll see what happens with it. So here's another good one. At 7-14, what is happening with the Kansas City Royals right now? Look good. They had the Grinke signing. You know, Perez is coming off 48 home runs, all-time record for catcher. What's happening with Kansas City?
I mean, you talked about it to start out the episode. They're best two hitters. They're not getting going right now. Bobby Witt Jr., even the phenom that he's supposed to be, he hasn't really hit at the major league level yet. Their pitching staff, I mean, they're doing as best as they can type of deal. Like, it's still a young staff, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel bad for Matheny because Matheny's got a great track record as a manager. He's got them playing hard. Like, they're in a lot of games. But it's just one of those situations where no matter what he does, it seems like they can't win a game.
Absolutely. I mean, on the bright side, I guess if they stay the course and it looks like that type of a season unfolds for them, then at least the Grinke signing ends up being a trade option down the road. So, but again, hopefully those guys will get it figured out and they'll get moving in the right direction. But great question. Exactly right. What is going with Kansas City right now? So here's another good one. With Acuna back, how long will it take before the Braves get on a roll finally? And they need to. Mets are looking good.
Yeah, Mets have started out hot. Mets have started out hot. Marlins, I mean, that pitching staff, they've carried them. The offense really hasn't gotten rolling. Acuna coming back, let's be honest, that's an MVP. When healthy, he's an MVP guy. He was a 4 WAR before he got injured last year, which is insane to think about considering he only played a month and a half. Like, that dude's a difference maker. You put him back in the lineup, you get him healthy for the remaining 130 games, the sky's the limit for the Braves. That's easily a team that could very easily win 600 to 650% for the rest of the year with Acuna back in that lineup.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you got Riley there. You got Olsen. He looks all right there and no problems at all. The pitching staff starting to come around. Hey, you know what? Maybe we're looking at a little bit of World Series fatigue too, right in there. And then the short spring training. You know what? I agree with you. I think that lineup, they've been there before. They were there last year. The only difference is with the Mets rolling right now and the Marlins looking good or whatever, it's definitely a different division. It's a little bit more competitive, right? They came out at, what, around 500 last year and then rolled through to win the World Series?
Yeah.
So I think they're going to need a little bit more than 500 to get out of there this year.
Yeah. 88's not winning that division.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So here's a good one, too. A little throwback at us, Nolan. So you guys talked about the impact of a Bob Melvin in San Diego and Buck Showalter in New York at the first of the season, you know? Looks like they're right on point at this time. So what was it about those moves that made you feel like they would have success?
Because Buck Showalter is Buck Showalter. That's the reason behind Buck Showalter getting brought back into the major leagues. That's why I was pounding on our previous podcast the table numerous times for the St. Louis Cardinals to hire him because it's Buck Showalter. The guy's a genius of a manager. He's been a genius of a manager forever and ever. I don't care what anybody says. He's one of the best managers of all time. The guy's a proven winner. And he's got a team with Steve Cohen backing him that's going to put forward the money. Bob Melvin jumped down to the Padres. Obviously, they already had the guys in place. Bob Melvin comes over from a $75 million budget team in the Oakland Athletics, who obviously had good players. He was there for a long time. Sustained success with a subpar team. Let's be honest, the Oakland Athletics weren't that great of a team. He's a great manager as well. You come in there, you give him all those pieces that he's got, even without Fernando Tatis, he's got them looking like freaking World Series favorites right now for the NL.
Yeah, exactly right. It's all about that experience that they have, right? They've been through these types of situations. They've been through key players with injuries at certain times. I mean, you got DeGrom still out in New York, like you said, Tatis Jr. out in San Diego. But those guys, players are going to gravitate to those guys, right? They're going to trust them when they say, hey, you know what? If you take care of yourself, that'll take care of the team. That'll take care of your contract in the future. That'll take care of a lot of problems. But if you're worried about what we have or what we don't have, you're going nowhere. And both those guys have that experience, and they just have that calmness and that presence, right? So exactly right. That's why Nolan and I talked about those guys being amazing hires. And, you know, it's always exciting to see new young guys come in and be managers. No question about it. But you have to have experience as well. I don't care. I'm a huge believer in that. That experience goes so far about those in-depth, behind-the-scenes conversations, one-on-one, building trust, building that respect and that love for each other and that love for compete and making everything that's so chaotic about that world slow down, be calm, and be real. So that's why you're seeing them guys get the results. People love them. They play for them, and they work hard for them.
All right, here's another one. Should I have my son playing travel ball, going to Perfect Game events, and attending college showcases?
Fantastic question. Fantastic. So, yeah, here's some options. Yes, you can do that. Yes, it's going to cost exorbitant amounts of money. Yes, you're going to get looked at. But the reality is, you can do that without having to spend all those dollars. Don't get caught into that rat race. If you're in a position to financially do it, hey, go ahead and do it if you want to. But just understand, any player that is good enough to make a collegiate level or a pro level, they've got the motivation, the desire, the passion, the athletic ability to be there. They're there whether they're on travel ball, they're on perfect game events, or college showcases, because yes, the primary meaning behind those are monies, generating money. And that's what they are. So it's a matter of understanding that. And then it's a matter of understanding what you are, family, and what your son in this case is as a player. Are they really that player or are they not? So are you throwing good money after bad, or are you throwing good money after good outcomes? That's what it comes down to. So yeah, you can do it if you want to. Just understand, there's no guarantee with it. There's zero guarantee. Even though scouts are there, they're looking at the best players to make their program better. It's that simple.
How do I know what online people, companies, and training programs to trust?
Another fantastic question. Wow, holy cow, they're coming in fast and furious. So here's the way we look at that. It's if you're looking at online and you subscribe to the email and you're getting emails, inundated with emails constantly, and there's always a sales pitch, you may want to put up a yellow flag and do a bit more research, because that's the world we live in, right? It's always in front of you, always bombarding you with buy now. No, take your time and sit there and say, hey, you know what? I want to have a personal relationship with somebody. I want to really know that they're working with me in my creating my roadmap to a successful baseball career. And they're not always asking me to buy this or invest in that. They're allowing, like what we do even, I'll be honest with you, reach out and talk to us. We'll talk to you about anything and stuff like that. We're not worried about charging you. Yes, we're trying to make money like everybody else, but at the end of the day, it's about building trust and respect and really making sure that you understand all the components that you're asking, whether that's training, whether that's college recruitment, whatever the situation is, without always having a sales pitch involved in it. So just be aware of that. If it's always a sales pitch in there somewhere, hey, that's a yellow to a red flag for me.
What age do you really start focusing on working with young players?
Yeah, this is something that took me a while to gravitate to and stuff. Here's the reality for me. I don't look at it as an age factor. I look at it as a when you start playing the game factor. Whatever age you start playing the game at, you need to be making sure you're getting trained and trained properly. It's as simple as that. You could be a great athlete that starts playing baseball later. That's okay. That's completely fine. You get in there with the best training going. If you're a young athlete that starts in at 8, hey, not everybody can work with an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, a 7 or a 10. The good ones can, though. The good ones understand that baseball is baseball is baseball, whatever age you are. And they don't fall into the trap of, oh, well, he should be learning this at that age or that at that age. No, it's baseball. So learn baseball.
Final question here. After the first month, who's your World Series favorite?
New York Yankees. The way they've started rolling and putting it together, Yankees for sure. Good balance throughout. The fact that Brian Cashman didn't have to spend a lot in the offseason, got Rizzo, and yeah, he's got some big contracts to look at moving forward or whatever, but I think the flexibility's there. He's going to be able to move it, and I love where they are right now. No question about it. So my pick is the Yankees right now. So thanks a lot, Dirtbags, for sending in those questions. Love them as always, like we said. And, hey, it's real simple. You send them in to Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll get them on the air. Like I said, we'll either talk to you in person live, or we'll have them here on the curtain call questions on every episode. So again, we'll be right back after the break for our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And here's our final thoughts for this episode. Nolan, get her done.
The Minnesota Twins. My Rocco Baldelli prediction to start out the year for earliest manager to get fired. That pitching staff up there is looking great. We made fun of Dylan Bundy, Chris Archer, Chris Paddock, and yet all three of them have succeeded. Joe Ryan looking like an absolute stud. That's a kid that I had barely even heard of, and now he's looking legit. Minnesota Twins, keep doing what you're doing. Keep proving a lot of people wrong. Run away with that AL Central.
All right, mine goes out to the Toronto Blue Jays, man. You let Cy Young winner Robbie Ray go, and you sign Kevin Gausman. Similar deals, similar lengths of contract. Wow. Eating a little bit of crow on my end of it. Kevin Gausman out there doing Cy Young-like stuff game after game with the Toronto Blue Jays. Same as you, Nolan. Keep it up. You never know how it's going to work out. I thought Gausman had a weak second half last year with San Francisco. I didn't know what that contract would look like. Well, I'll tell you what, a month in, it looks amazing. Well done. Well done. Who knows what it'll look like long term, but right now, fantastic stuff been done up there in Toronto with him. So that's a great one.
Cough. My AL Cy Young prediction. That was my AL Cy Young. I told you.
I
knew
I
that
know.
Guy was going to be legit. Pete Walker,
I
man.
Got eat. I got to eat crow, man. I have to eat crow for sure. I got to swallow that one. And I'm happy to do it too, because he looks lights out. I love it. I'm super impressed with the guy for sure. So, all right, Dirtbags, that's, all we have for this week's episode. Unfortunately, I'd love to stay here for hours and hours with you, but it is what it is, and that's the way the ball rolls. So, again, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of Dirtbag Baseball Talk, and we thank Spyline USA, as always. We thank Team Avenue Baseball, and we thank Your Credit Pulse for being sponsors, and you know what? It's a great journey. We're loving it, and we appreciate all the love that every week. So, again, until next week, Nolan, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.